Here on Earth, the tiny honeybee pulls its weight, adding an estimated $15 billion to crops each year. And their contributions haven't gone unnoticed by NASA.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories of revolutionary ideas, emerging technologies, and the people behind the concepts that shape the future.
To learn more about bees, the crew of NASA's Space Shuttle Challenger, STS-41C, took about 6,800 honeybees and a queen to space with them. At first, the bees had trouble flying in microgravity and often bumped into the walls of their special bee enclosure module. But by the end of the week-long mission, the bees were able to move from place to place, no longer flying against the top of the box. They had, in fact, been very busy bees and had produced about 200 centimeters of honeycomb. Using satellite data, NASA brings an interest in bees back down to Earth. Much like us, scientists understand that honeybees are affected by changes in Earth systems, and NASA has been collecting scientific observations of those systems for decades. Beekeepers and other agricultural managers can use NASA's Earth science information to make sound decisions that will keep the bees buzzing all across the globe. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.